Mike Zweifel back here on WEKZ for To The Point. Time now with our monthly FHN visit, and we're getting ready to, we'll handle a little holiday stress here. We got some great tips and ideas joining us here with FHN Family Counseling. Please be joined here for the first time on the program, Wendy McGath, taking the time joining us here. Wendy, thanks so much for joining us. Happy holidays and taking the time today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit of holiday time. Wendy, of course, a lot of fun. At the same time, a lot of busyness. And sometimes we even forget to enjoy the holidays. Why do folks seem to get wrapped up in so many things, especially this time of year?
I think it's there's so many things going on. There's a lot of holidays. You've got Thanksgiving. And then a few weeks later, you know, you've got Christmas. There's end of year. People, you know, if you've got insurance, you're trying to get in medical appointments and things like that. I think there's just so many activities and things wrapped up around the holiday season that everything comes with it, a deadline, you know. Instead of enjoying it for what it is, it's, you know, I have to have this done by this time. You know, we get emails and television commercials and everything. They're saying, well, you know, there's this deadline, sale is on until this time, or you have to buy your gifts and send them out by this date. And I think those deadlines end up becoming overwhelming.
Well, Wendy, what are some ways that people can make time when there doesn't seem like there is any?
I think cutting yourself some slack and recognizing that you can't do everything. You can't be everything to everyone. So prioritizing the things that are truly, really important and remembering to schedule time with yourself. Often when I'm meeting with some of my own patients, you know, I'll remind them, you wouldn't cancel on a doctor or a lawyer or some other appointment. Don't cancel on yourself. You know, schedule time for yourself. Make sure that you're doing the things that fill yourself up so that you can then be more available and present in all of the other activities.
You know, a lot of times, Wendy, folks build up the holidays so much that we sometimes feel like it's a letdown during the holidays. Why is that so?
I think there are again, many things wrapped up in the holidays, and it's family, and so if you don't have family or if you've experienced a loss in the previous year or several years, you know, the holidays kind of bring it home what you're missing. It could be a family member, it could be a friend, it could be finances, a whole lot of things put added stress on you in this holiday season, and that can make it not quite as fun as maybe you perceive other people are enjoying it.
Wendy McGath joining us here, FHN Family Counseling. Wendy, what would be some good ways for people to help themselves cope with all this?
Again, you know, as I said before, you know, kind of prioritizing what's really important, you know, making time for yourself. A lot of times you can look at all the have-tos and realize that maybe some of them you don't really have to do. You don't have to go to every single party. You don't have to, you know, clean every closet in your house because your aunts and uncles are coming to visit. They're not going to look in your closets, and if they do, oh well. A lot of times, you know, just saying to yourself, if I don't do this, is the world going to stop turning? No, it's not. You know, I'm going to pick and choose the things that are very important to me, and again, being very present in those activities will make more meaningful experiences during the holiday season.
Wendy, what about if a friend or family member seems to be in a little bit of a down mood? How could someone maybe help ease their situation?
I think checking in on them is probably one of the key things, and not just saying, hey, is there anything I can do for you, but actually doing things for them. You know, hey, I made an extra casserole, made an extra pie, I want to drop that off for you. How about we get coffee tomorrow at 5? A lot of times, you know, people will make vague motions to try and help someone. They know that they're going through something, but if you don't set a specific time, the other person feels like, well, you know, a lot of stuff is going on this time of the year. I don't want to be a burden. Whereas if you say, you know what, I'm free on Saturday morning at 5 o'clock, or 6 or 7 or whatever, you know, let's go for a walk. Let's go get some coffee. And just continuing to check in on folks, and making sure that they're doing okay. People are sometimes loath to reach out for help from others, again, because they believe that everybody's too busy or won't have time for them. So just really stepping up and checking in on the folks that you care about or that you think might not be weathering the holidays quite as well as some others.
Wendy, we also we always have that one friend or that one family member seems like they're kind of a Debbie Downer. Maybe they just don't like the holidays. Any tips for dealing with them this time of the year?
You know, the sense of humor goes a long way. You know, and looking at, you know, if you remember the A Christmas Carol with Scrooge, you know, there's reasons why he sort of felt that way. And sometimes, again, kind of stepping in and maybe not overwhelmingly so. I don't think any of us knows how to summon up ghosts from the future and the past and things like that. But, you know, just again, you know, a good sense of humor and letting people have their feelings about things. There might be a very real source to that. And reaching out in kindness and working with people from a caring place, I think is key to sort of weathering those people who don't find so much joy in the holidays. Or if you know that there's a reason for that, you know, maybe helping them feel a little bit better about it.
Joining us here at FHN Family Counseling, Wendy McGath taking the time here. It also seems like it's the time of the year, Wendy, where family squabbles can come to a head. What could folks do to try to keep them from cropping up and or ruining a family get-together altogether?
You know, there's a couple of things that I always think about when I think about sort of avoiding these kinds of interactions. First of all, reminding yourself that this is the holidays and maybe you don't get to see these people very often. We all know about avoiding topics like, you know, politics and religion. But a couple of things that I always keep in mind is, you know, the first thing is you don't have to attend every argument you're invited to. You can say, yeah, I'm just going to let that one go. And the other one is, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? A lot of times you can't be both. So, you know, it's again, it's the holidays, you know, let things go. Just, you know, avoid those hot button topics and, you know, share and talk about topics that you know aren't going to cause those types of family squabbles. And reminding yourself that these people are not going to be around forever. Enjoy what you can of them and let the rest go. Just let it go.
It's also an interesting time. I'll be going through this myself here for the first time with a child. It'll be kind of enjoying Christmas and some gatherings. There can be a wide range, maybe not in a lot of room. But what about unruly children here, Wendy? Not saying my little man's going to be unruly, but there are some kids that it's hard to please. Maybe that's overcrowded. How do you deal with an unruly child during the holidays to try to make it easier for them?
I think recognizing that, you know, little people don't have adult emotions. They don't have the ability to handle them. And it is very overwhelming for especially very young children. There's a lot of noise. A lot of times their routines are disrupted. And they don't have, A, the verbal skills maybe to talk about that. And they don't have the emotional maturity to manage that. So giving them breaks, understanding that, you know, this can be difficult for them. Sometimes, you know, you're dragging them from pillar to post and to different people's houses, you know, oh, well, let's go see Santa Claus. Well, Santa Claus is a unfamiliar figure that they've only ever seen maybe in a book or in a movie, and all of a sudden this man, you're like, sit on his lap. And again, that can be very overwhelming. So kind of, you know, giving them a break, you know, going with what they're familiar with and most comfortable with, and trying to keep as many routines the same as you possibly can will be helpful for them. Giving them a break, giving them a time away from all the excess relatives and hubbub and all of that sort of thing is going to be beneficial for both the parents and the child. You know, again, some kids handle it better than others. But a lot of times for a lot of kids, all that extra commotion is very dysregulating. So giving them a chance to get a break and not forcing them to do things they're not uncomfortable with or they're not comfortable with will benefit everyone.
Wendy, I know we've thrown a lot at you here today, but another one here. What about the role of family traditions? Are those positive? Are they stressors? Can they be both? What about family traditions here?
I think if they can be, I think they're very positive. Unless you become so rigid, you know, people have different things that are important to them, and so if you can be flexible with those traditions, for example, like some families like to go out and Christmas caroling, like on Christmas Eve, or they go to church services. And, you know, if you can be open with that, like, hey, you know, we're doing this, we'd like all of you to attend, and not getting worked up or stressed over people who choose not to attend or people who choose not to engage in your holiday tradition, will help you to enjoy it more and will put less stress on them. I think when you make them very rigid and you sort of wrap up your happiness and how many people participate in whatever tradition is important to you, that can make that more stressful. Whereas if you're more flexible with it, hey, we have this tradition, I'd like it to keep going, as many people as can participate, great. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Again, that puts less pressure on you and on the other person. But I do think a lot of the holiday traditions can be very beneficial, again, as long as you're not putting too much weight on everyone sort of seeing your tradition as important as you might.
A lot of different topics discussed here today, Wendy. You folks listening would maybe like to set up a time to meet with you as part of the FHN Family Counseling branch. How can they schedule an appointment with you and maybe meet one-on-one?
The phone number for Family Counseling Center is 815-599-7300. We also have a website. If you go to www.fhn.org, there's a link for Family Counseling Center, and it has not only my information, but all of the amazing therapists and counselors and case managers we have working there. We also have, if you're very, very stressed out, we also have some walk-in crisis hours. So if you're just really feeling overly stressed out and, you know, can't get an appointment right away, we do have walk-in hours for kind of crisis situations. And those are from about 8:30 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday.
Wendy McGath, FHN Family Counseling. Wendy, thanks so much for the great information here today. Thanks for taking the time, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, too. Thank you.